one halakha in Hilchot Shabbat that we're learning in Siman Shin Mem. So we began over here the subject of Ketiva. One halakha we learned from Maran is that one is not allowed to erase, let's say, wax that is on a letter on Shabbat, and it's a thick wax, and as a result of erasing the wax, the letter is going to become evident. Even if it's only one letter, it's still asu, that's like ketiva. You're causing the letter to become evident. Legabe Sefer Torah, if that happened on Shabbat, Chabavadiyah said, if it's in the parasha that you're reading, that wax you find on the letter itself where it's not legible, where it's thick, the Sefer Torah is pasul, you have to get another Sefer Torah. But interestingly enough, Chabavadiyah said that if that wax is in a different parasha, and not in the parasha that you're reading, you don't have to take another Sefer Torah out. Able to keep it the way it is and read it. The next halakha we read is the gaber, cutting a piece of cake on Shabbat or a food that has words that are written on it with, let's say, cream or sugar or things like that. Rama was mahmir not to do it. Hakam Avadiyah and Hakam Ben Sion clearly in their books write that for Sfaradim, at worst it's going to be Isud Rabbanan, because you're erasing Shelo Al Menat Lichtov, and it's Eno Mitkaven, even if it's a Psik Resheh, it'll be a Psik Resheh Mit Rabbanan De Lo Echpatle or Lo Nihale, and therefore Menadin it should be Mutar. In Yabi Omer Chabavadiyah writes Tavo Alav Beracha. Last but not least, Hakam Menuchat Ava in Chelek Gimal in Perech Chabet discusses letters that are already written already. Are you allowed to put them close to each other on Shabbat? The example would be like the game Scrabble or these word games that you have them written already on a tile, the letters, and you're just putting them together to spell words. It brings the ayot that it's only a suit to write letters, but to put existing letters next to each other on Shabbat, Minadin is mutar, not only midrabanan, but mutar legamre, and therefore he allows children who play games on Shabbat to play these type of games. However, he does not like if they're fastened in a frame, because that's a chibur, he has ra'ayot, that attaching letters that are written already would be a problem. Therefore, he doesn't like you to take attached letters and, let's say, clip them to a paper and to make words, because then already it's considered chibur. If we just read his lashon, otiyot shehu ketuvot kebar, מותר לקרבן זו לזו בשבת כדי ליצור מן מילות שלמות בתנאי שלא יחברם יחד אפילו במחת או בשיחה וכן שלא יחברם בחתיכת נייר או בד והוא הדין לחצאי אותיות even half letters to put them together again since they were written you're just מקרבing them קירוב is not a problem on Shabbat. And therefore, it's okay. והעיקר להלכה להתיר, לפי כך משחקי אותיות וציורים שמניעים אותיות או חלקי אותיות וצורות זו לזו, או צורות, not even letters, like you said, images. You have a half a picture with this, half a picture of that, you put it together and you have the whole picture. Also mutar. Again, all it's lacking is connection, chibur. And that's not considered a ma'aseh. And therefore, he says, you can let ketanim play this over here, לשחק, בתנאי שלא יחבר אותם במסגרת. The next case he gives is that old game that they call, he calls it Mishak 15, where you had the tiles with the letters in the frame already, and one of the frames 16, and one of them is empty, so you can move them around up and down and across, vertical and horizontal, and you end up making words over there. He says mutar, because the letters are written, even though it's in a frame, but it was in the frame before Shabbat. You didn't put it in the frame, so therefore he says that game would be permissible on Shabbat.